Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, a family of Syrian refugees landed at the airport in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was a journey that almost didn't happen. The Mahmoud family was originally set to arrive only days after President Trump signed his executive order on immigration. That temporary ban stopped travel for people from seven predominantly Muslim countries and indefinitely banned Syrian refugees from entering the U.S. Once the nationwide stay on the president's order was upheld yesterday by a federal appeals court, the family boarded a plane in Turkey and headed for their new home in Lowell. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has their story.
How are you guys?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you guys made it.
Jeff Thielman, the CEO of the International Institute of New England, greets the four members of the Mahmoud family as they enter the baggage claim area at the Manchester airport. This is a welcome that was supposed to happen more than a week ago.
We are so, so excited to meet you here, guys.
Exhausted. Just there.
24-year-old Rashid speaks for the family when he says it's been a long journey. Tears fill his mother Zainab's eyes and a weary smile spreads across her face. Rashid interpreted, saying they left most of their family behind in Syria.
We are so happy, but a little bit she's thinking about parents, our relatives there. My two of my aunts stay there, in addition my granddad and grandmother.
While the future of the president's executive order plays out in court, the future of families like the Mahmouds hang in the balance. Originally from a village north of Aleppo, the family fled the conflict in Syria in 2012 and headed for Turkey. They kept traveling until they found work in Izmir, a city on the Aegean coast. Rashid cleaned and delivered carpets, and his younger brother worked in the market. Their father, an elementary school teacher in Syria, worked in a shoe factory while the family applied for refugee status. When they learned 2 weeks ago they were headed for Lowell, they quit their jobs, sold their belongings, and gave away their rental home. The day they were headed to Istanbul en route to the U.S., they received a call. They were to remain in Izmir.
When the order came in, we stayed in Izmir. We couldn't come to Istanbul. We stayed out of jobs, out of everything. It was so hard feeling. Yeah. Because you don't know you will work again or you will make progress. You don't know. You are waiting. Even you can't sleep. It was so hard.
With no jobs and no home, they stayed with relatives and waited. Meanwhile, Thielman and his colleagues at the resettlement agency in Lowell were told the family's trip was canceled. The agency released the apartment they were holding for them to another refugee family. The agency could do nothing but wait for direction from the government. And then, a few days ago, the Mahmoud family got another call.
Just before 3 days, they call us. And they give us the good news about travel. And it was still shocking. I said, everything is going to be okay or not.
But this time, everything was okay. They boarded the plane and made it to the U.S. Their journey isn't yet over. For the next few days, they'll be staying with a host family in Belmont before moving into a new apartment in Lowell. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.